The International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation presents The Rum Runners, a comedy series written by author Norman Creighton about the rum goings-on in Canada's maritime provinces during the bad or good old days of Prohibition, depending on how you look at it. The hero, or arch-villain of the series, again, depending on your viewpoint, is Inspector John McMulloch of the Revenue Department, whose vital task is to stamp out drinking and the smugglers who made a business and profit out of encouraging a wee dram at literally any cost. Now, here is The Case of the Singing Conch Shell with Inspector McMulloch.
John McMulloch again.
I've got another yarn of the days of the rum runners for you. Oh, how do you like my outfit?
Real Highland kilt, complete with sporran, and a Tory on my bonnet. When you're down in Cape Breton, there's nothing like wearing the kilt for protective coloration. And in the days of Prohibition, when I was a revenue officer back in the 20s there, chasing the rum runners, well, you needed protective coloration down in Cape Breton. For some reason, these people didn't appreciate the efforts we made to keep them safe from imported Scotch whiskey. It made our work very hard. Now, I've prowled the beaches at Port Hood, Margaree Harbor, a good many times, watching, ever watching for the elusive and wily rum runners who roamed these waters like ghosts, waiting for a chance to land their illicit cargo of alcoholic beverages.
Mister, you got the wrong tune.
Oh, hello there.
And the wrong island.
Have you been standing behind me?
And you're working for the wrong people.
Oh, now, lassie, that's a matter of opinion.
Not in our house, it isn't. Grampy says you revenue men are all nothing but big frauds. You drink like fish, and you won't let a decent, hard-working man have his little drop of whiskey before he goes to bed. And after he gets up in the morning.
And before he has his lunch?
That's only when his rheumatism gets cussed and he needs some medicine.
Well, now, first of all, tell me this. Do you generally sneak up behind people and scare the living daylights out of them?
Only when they're revenue officers.
And you always go about carrying your bagpipes?
I brought them along because...
Yes?
Because you seem like quite a lively whistler, and I thought perhaps you might teach me some new tunes.
Well, you didn't seem to care for Road to the Isle.
Well, that's the road for you to be taken, mister, back home where you come from.
Oh, indeed.
That's what Grampy says.
Oh, that's what Grampy
says. You're on the wrong island. It's Prince Edward Island you should be going to. Over there, they drink themselves into a howling fit every night.
Do they now?
Grampy says it's scandalous the way they put away their liquor on the island.
Well, if that's so, why do I see these vessels lying off Cape Breton all the time?
That's easy.
Hmm?
Because you can't catch them. They're too smart for you. And the folks on land are too smart for you, too.
Oh, is that a fact?
I know where they're going to land it tonight.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh. But I'm not telling you.
You won't tell me, huh?
No.
Well, that's too bad. I thought perhaps if I could manage to catch them, I might get your grumpy a flask for his rheumatism.
Only a flask?
Well, let's say a 26-ounce bottle.
Well, of course. I just might consider dropping a wee word to the wise. If you could teach me some new tunes to play on the pipes.
New tunes?
Huh?
Oh, the best tunes are the old ones. Can you play the real Atala?
Oh, the real Atala.
That's the one where you shout, hooch, hooch.
Oh, who wants to hear that?
I think any red-blooded Cape Bretoner would feel his pulse quicken when he heard someone shouting, hooch.
That's only the ones with white hair like Grampy. Not the ones I'd like to see with their pulse quickening. Ah, the young lads don't quicken at all when I'm around.
Oh, sure you're mistaken.
They think my music is too old-fashioned.
Well, is that any sin?
Perhaps that's the trouble. Perhaps it doesn't sound sinful enough.
Could I try your bagpipes for a minute?
Aye, here you are.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's been quite some time since I played even on a chanter.
Don't you know any new songs?
Oh, mostly the classics I play. Pibroch.
Oh, the Pibroch.
And let me see now. Oh, there was Hawk and Hay, Johnny Lad. Oh, that's a Strathspey, isn't it? And how about the Hills of Glenorchy? I wonder if I could.
Those old chestnuts.
Chestnuts, is it?
Oh, the boys won't dance to that. They want something new.
Oh, like a hornpipe.
No. Something new like, yes, sir, she's my baby.
What?
Yes, sir, she's my baby. It's a very sad song about a girl who had a baby. And I don't think the wee lass was married. Oh, it's very sad. The boys around here are all for singing it these days. I wish I could play it on the pipes.
Well, I think I see what you mean by new. Well, how's that one go?
What sort of mournful like goes?
Oh. Oh, yes. Well, let's see now.
That's
it. How was that, eh?
Oh, keep on. You're doing fine.
Oh, I'll play the rest of it if you'll keep your end of the bargain.
What bargain?
Well, there's a vessel lying out there just off the 3-mile limit.
Aye.
Here you can see your sails flapping. She's right in line with the old wind-blown spruce up yonder on the point there. Now, she is going to land her cargo tonight, isn't she?
Sure she is.
Huh? Whereabouts?
You expect me to tell you?
Well, that was the bargain.
Oh, I know,
you said you'd tell me if
you'd all go squealing to a revenue man.
But you promised.
I should be ashamed to be caught talking to you. A man who would steal the sunlight out of an old man's eyes and prevent a little Highland glow from trickling into Cape Breton. You're nothing but a spoiled sport.
Do you realize that ship out there is breaking the law?
So it's breaking the law? Besides dancing on Sunday?
I don't think there's any law against dancing on Sunday.
You don't come from Cape Breton, do you?
No.
You've never lived in St. Anne's or Myragut?
No.
Well, if you had, you'd know that dancing on the Sabbath was against the law. But in spite of the law, we still do it.
Well, you know, if you'd give me just a tiny hint as to where they're coming ashore, I could show you one of the latest dances. The one that's called the Charleston.
The Charleston.
Yeah, and I could play the music for it, too, on the pipes.
Oh, the Charleston, I've heard of it.
What do you say?
Oh, they say it's a very wicked dance.
One of the wickedest of all.
And maybe I could give you just a wee wink of a nudge.
Oh, you do that because I'd pull out this loaded down to the gunnels with whiskey. And if she lands her cargo in Cape Breton, you'll be doing more than the Charleston.
What's going on? What's going on here? Who lowered that sail?
I did, Captain.
Mr. Manson, as first mate on this vessel, you should know better than to lower that sail.
I had my reasons, Captain.
I hope you did, Mr. Manson.
I lowered it so the crew could have a little protection from the wind while they're taking a bath.
What did you say, Mr. Manson?
While they're taking a bath. They got a bathtub in there behind the sail. They bought it down in Barbados in a junkyard.
A bathtub?
Yes, sir.
Aboard my ship? A bathtub?
Yes, sir.
I thought I smelled soapy water. What kind of madness is this, taking baths?
I felt you might object, sir. So that's why I sort of hid the men away behind the sail there while they're splashing around in the water.
Get that sail up.
Yes, sir.
Hoist sail. George, you up at the wheel?
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, put the wheel in the bucket and come here and lend a hand.
Aye, aye.
Now, be quick. There'll be no more bath taken aboard this ship. Understand? Now, all hands on the halyards. Heave! Look at them. Rolling up in a tin bathtub. Painted blue on the inside. What new luxury will they think of? I'll not tolerate these enervating practices aboard my ship. Out now. Out. Out. Get back to your quarters. I'll rope in Lamalia back to the forecastle.
Pay off your seat.
This comes close to mutiny, Mr. Manson.
A little more. Ah, Stephen. That's good. That's good.
Mr. Manson?
Yes,
sir? I want to see you and George here inside the aft house.
Very good, sir. George?
You want to see me, sir?
Yeah, come inside. I have some questions to ask you about a serious breach of discipline.
Yes, sir.
You first, sir. Go ahead, George.
Thank you, sir.
What's going on outside?
Coffee.
Yes, sir.
Coffee, and look sharp.
Coming right up here. Fresh coffee. Right off.
All right, then. We are rum runners, men. This is no pleasure yacht. And I'll not tolerate any sign of weakness or malingering among my crew. Now, who brought this bathtub aboard?
I did, sir.
You?
Yes, sir.
A deckhand? Dabbling in bathtubs? Perversion! I'll stamp this thing out. I'll put it down. I'll fight these forces of evil to the last cake of soap. And I'm going to give myself the pleasure of seeing you drop that bathtub overboard and watch it gurgle to the bottom of the sea.
Could I have a bath first?
No! You cannot have a bath.
Oh!
Captain, perhaps he could splash around in the cook's wash tub over there.
Only if he uses cold seawater.
Oh, gosh, I get enough of that out on deck.
Well, that's all you'll get in your bath, boy. Ice cold seawater. It'll help make you tough. That's what I want to do, toughen you up. Because this is a rough, tough crew you're sailing with, boy. And I'm going to keep it that way. I want men who are men. We must be strong. Strong!
I sure was strong last time I went home on leave. My girlfriend wouldn't let me in the house.
There you go. It's the woman's influence every time. They're at the back of everything. I knew there must be a woman somewhere in this thing. Well, you just go out on deck and prepare to dump that bathtub overboard. I'll be out presently to give the final order.
Very well, sir. If you say so.
Coffee, Captain.
Right.
Hey, more coffee.
No sugar. Oh, and cook. Now, look here. I don't like to have to bring this to your attention, but
yes,
I warned you once already.
Yes, sir.
I don't want any pictures of women hung around this ship. They're a bad influence on the crew. Now, kindly remove that semi-nude you have over there.
Where?
The one you have there hanging up behind the stove with the long golden tresses.
You don't see any pictures of women?
The one in back of the tea kettle. They're kind of long and slender, she is. It's not good to have pictures like that hanging up.
The only thing here's the floor mop.
Floor mop? Floor mop? Let me see.
Long and slender, I'll admit that.
Floor mop?
It looks like them golden tresses need a shampoo.
Mr. Manson, I'll thank you to keep your remarks to yourself.
You're very good, sir.
All right, you can put the floor mop back now, cook. I'm glad to see you're keeping the galley clean.
Captain?
As your captain, I try at all times to keep my mind alert, watchful, ready for an emergency, and free from the distracting influence of women. Have you ever heard a woman's voice coming out of a conch shell?
Conch shell? Like the one we use for signaling shore?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes. I haven't mentioned this before because I didn't want to upset the crew. They might imagine there was a woman aboard, and that's bad luck.
Terrible bad luck having a woman aboard. Where is she?
Inside that conch shell.
You mean you can hear her?
As clear as bell.
Oh, perhaps it's
one of them newfangled gadgets they call, radio?
No, this is not a radio.
You can really hear it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what's she say?
She's singing.
Singing?
Songs that no decent man should be allowed to hear.
Oh, is that so?
Yes? What is it?
I think the boats on shore are ready to come out. Will we start taking the whiskey out of the hold?
We'll have to give them the signal first. 3 blasts from the conch shell.
Aye.
Tell the bosun to wait till I come out on deck.
Aye, sir. Aye.
You got the conch shell, Captain?
It's in my cabin.
I'll fetch it, Captain. I'll fetch it.
You'll find it lying on my pillow.
You can really hear a singing.
Now, I've kept it to myself because I didn't think you men were strong enough to resist these evil forces that are loose in the world today. You've been ashore so seldom. You know so little of what's going on. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, what are some of the things that are going on, Captain?
Last time I was ashore in Boston, I went to a moving picture. Scarcely believe me, men. I told you what I saw.
What'd you see, Captain? What'd they do?
Right there in front of you, on the screen, a woman in a costume that... I don't think I should tell you this.
What was she wearing? What was she wearing?
I shouldn't tell you anything.
No, come on, Captain.
Tell it. What was she wearing?
She was wearing flesh... colored stockings.
Fresh colored stockings?
Yes. And not only that, she had them rolled down below the knee.
Rolled down?
Yes. Rolled stockings. Right there on the screen, one of these Hollywood actresses. Her name was Clara Bow.
Clara Bow. I've heard of her. And she, what they call the, it. Girl?
Yeah, she's the one.
Well, Captain, what is this thing they call it?
Well, men, it's,
What is it?
Pretty hard for me to describe it. It's kind of,
What?
The way they flutter their eyelashes, and the way they walk, and the rustle of them silk dresses, and the perfumes they wear.
What do you mean?
Well, it's hard to explain, but it all adds up to it.
Must be mighty powerful, sir.
Oh, what it is, it is.
Captain, could I, listen to that conch, sir?
No, wait. I want to make sure it's blowing all right.
Listen to it.
The men on shore will be waiting for their signal. Seems to be working.
Well, can I have it, Captain? Can I have a listen now?
Well,
can I have
I don't
it?
Know.
How do you do it? You just put it in your ear like...
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Or just put it to your ear like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, what? What do you say?
I don't hear nothing.
You don't?
No, I sure hear the ocean, you know. The ocean's pushing around, comes down, but I don't hear no... woman singing.
Here, let me have it. You can't be holding it the right way.
Well, I'm holding it.
She's there. She's inside with those terrible songs she's always singing when you press it close to your ear.
There she is.
Oh,
can't you hear?
Oh, she'll bubble to death.
What are you going to do? Hey?
Now, my dear.
Going to fill the conch shell up with champagne?
Here's to you. Yes? We'll fill it right up.
She's still there.
Hmm?
She's singing in the champagne.
I can't hear
her. Now she's in the champagne bath without us
Hold on. I'll put an end to it. You cursed thing. Here.
You smashed it.
Yes.
You smashed the conch shell. How are we going to signal to shore now?
Oh, dear. Well, what have I done? What have I done?
We got to get this stuff in tonight. Turn her about.
Turn her about and head for shore.
You're going right in?
We'll have to.
Oh, that's taking a chance.
Don't argue with me. I've given an order.
Very good, sir. Just as you say, we'll make for Marguerite
House.
Okay.
Cook.
Is
the conch shell quite broken?
Just a minute.
Take a look.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Master,
oh.
You couldn't make no sound on that now.
I
just reached the police jump, throw it overboard.
Too bad. In a way, she had a rather nice singing voice.
You don't want the pieces. I just throw them out through the porthole here.
Very well.
Hey, Captain, come here. Look.
Why?
Look. Hey, look. Here. Oh,
what?
Look at
this. What is it?
On the beach, I see.
What?
Them two girls. I believe they got their stockings rolled down, just like he was telling about that Hollywood actress you seen him bust.
What? Stockings rolled down?
Yeah, they
looks like they're dancing or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, hand me my spyglass. Oh, my.
What do you see?
They do have their stockings rolled down.
Why, they're walking down the beach now, eh?
Just imagine, on the beach at Margaret Harbor. See, they're getting into a boat.
Yeah, sure they are.
It's a motor launch.
It's supposed to be some of the shore crowd maybe coming out for a
load,
eh?
I wonder. Perhaps it's...
It seems
they're bringing these two young ladies out with them. Ah, well. Now, cook, we mustn't be caught unprepared.
No.
Is everything ship-shaped?
Oh, everything, yes.
Cabin swept up neat and tidy?
Swapped you up this morning.
Now, cook, come here. Do I need a shave?
I won't shave as you can.
No?
Them
why not?
Whiskers kind of become you.
Oh, yeah?
Make you look right manly, like.
Perhaps they do. Now, cook, do you have some hot water there in the stove?
Oh, yeah, I've got this big wash boiler on the steam.
That's good. Yeah. Now, tell the men outside, bring that bathtub in here.
Taking a bath?
Don't just stand there. I've issued an order.
Yes, right. George! Alonzo! Bring your back up in here, the after house. Captain George!
Yes, now, what else? Oh, yeah, I'll need a new pair of socks. I've been wearing these for the past month and a half.
Get some fresh mints ready, Captain.
Yes. Put some of those lobsters on the boil. The ones we post up around Chitty Camp.
Oh, yeah, they'll be good. I bought them in seawater, George.
We'll have a lobster supper for them. Oh, here's the bathtub. Up in here, man. All right. Can you get it in through the door?
She'll make it. Lift your end up first. Now, don't force anything.
Careful now. Just put it over here alongside the stove.
Easy now. See?
Very good. Now, men, if you will clear the cabin... I will proceed to take a bath.
Okay, boys, outside.
Hot water in now, Captain.
Yes, right away. I'd like a little time to lie off the soap.
Here she comes. Back off. Don't want to splash your face.
A tub full of steam and hot water. Wait till I get these clothes off. Hey, cook, have you got any soap?
There's that yellow bar laundry soap.
Oh, yes. Perhaps a trifle on the luxurious side. But then this is an occasion.
Here, I'll get it for you.
Thank you. A hot steaming bath. It feels good. Such a long time since I've been in a bath. I don't want to overindulge in this sort of thing. I might get addicted to it.
Captain!
Now, what is it?
Can I come in?
Is it absolutely necessary?
I think it is, sir. I'm afraid we got trouble.
What is it now? Hurry up.
There's a strange motor launch coming off from shore.
Oh, yeah. I know. I saw it.
Well, he's overtaking us awful fast. Matter of fact, he's just about alongside us right now.
Oh, well, they're here already, are they?
I don't think I'd be smiling if I was you, Captain. There's dynamite aboard that launch.
Oh, don't be alarmed, Mr. Manson. I'm quite capable of handling this sort of thing. After all, I have been ashore at Boston several times. I'm accustomed to meeting ladies. That's why I'm taking a bath.
Well, this time you're getting us all in hot water.
I beg your pardon?
What's that? What's that? I gave no order to sound the foghorn.
No, that's no foghorn. It's the bagpipes.
Bagpipes? Oh. Oh. It's the girl we saw dancing on the beach.
Are you quite sure it's the girl?
Well, I think it is.
No attention. It's the revenue man. He dressed himself up in kilts.
Good gracious. So it is. It's McMullough.
Yes, and this time, Captain, we've got you inside the 3-mile limit with that cargo of whiskey.
Oh, now that ain't fair.
And a pot full of lobsters you caught out of season. That's getting pretty low. Captain, you are under arrest.
Have mercy, Inspector. Have mercy.
No.
I was just on the point of having a nice hot bath.
Don't worry about your bath. With the fines that you'll have to pay, you're all washed up.
Oh, darn it all. I didn't even get to do the Charleston.
That was the case of the Singing Conch Shell, another episode in the series The Rum Runners, written by Norman Creighton. Inspector McMulloch was played by Bill Fulton, Charlie by Joseph Rutten, Lonzo, the mate, by Edwin Rubin, George, the deckhand, by Bruce Armstrong, Lassie and the girl in the shell by Flora Montgomery, and the piper was J.R. Greaves. The musical score was arranged and conducted by David Woods. The Rum Runners comedy series was directed for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation by Peter Duncan and produced by Alan Yates of the CBC International Service in Montreal.